Several years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting and introducing the Blind Boys of Alabama Gospel Quartet to an audience for a live concert in Wisconsin. The lead singer back then, Clarence Fountain, and I had a rousing pre-concert chat backstage. In short form, Fountain shared just how valuable the so-called quartet sound was to North American popular music, and specifically to African American sacred music. For me, it was a real learning moment. The Afrocentric gospel quartet singing style was, according to some scholars, alive and thriving as early as the mid-1850s, though limited in scope to the confines of North American institutional slavery and plantation life in the South.
There will never be any peace until God is seated at the conference table.
Early in the 1900s, a newer-sounding, more modern form of quartet singing emerged in the South. It was due in part to social and societal shifts in North America. And by the late 1920s and early 1930s, a number of male-centered groups like the Heavenly Gospel Singers, the Golden Gate Quartet of Norfolk, Virginia, embraced a sound that mirrored the jazz-oriented vocals of groups like the famed Mills Brothers. Norfolk, by the way, was occasionally referred to back then as the home of the quartet sound.
Everybody has a plan.
The quartet sound employed four-part harmony, not unlike doo-wop pop music groups. And despite gospel music's link to biblical themes, it was the use of drums, the occasional sax, and the electronic amplified bass nudging their way into worship settings that caused black pastors to label the sound the devil's music.
At the conference table,
modern ideas about black church music in the 1930s inspired, shall we say, ministers to comply as parishioners enthusiastically embraced this new sound, whose themes moved to a more upbeat and hopeful musical narrative of what would come to be known as gospel.
Tell me who's to blame, what is his name?
The Blind Boys of Alabama, like so many other similar groups, including the Dixie Hummingbirds, Fairfield Four, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Soul Stirrers, from which the late Sam Cooke launched his career, the Highway QCs, and the Swan Silvertones, all embraced their instant fame, public attention, recording contracts, and calls for doing church concerts, not only in the South, but in the North as well.
At the conference table,
the Blind Boys of Alabama, a five-time Grammy Award-winning gospel group who first sang together in 1939, have toured for seven decades and created an extensive discography. And though their lineup has changed over the years, their basic sound, even with a few contemporary twists, has not. That old quartet singing style still exists today, though the tradition of quartet singing is slowly fading from both inclusion in liturgical settings and the general memory of the American musical landscape. Perhaps in time, a new generation will revive this important musical genre, and if it includes a healthy dose of modern elements, that just might help to keep the form alive for many years to come.
We
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.